the last eight psukim or so. El halavim tedaber ki sikhu meis bnei Yisrael as amaser. You take maser. Vayimosa mimela tshumas Hashem maser min amaser. Maser min amaser is referred to in the Mishnah as trumas maser. Why? V'nechshav lachem trumaschem. It says trumas Hashem maser amaser. It's like it has the status of truma. What's the status of truma? So if you read in Bremen Packet Patches Emor, truma is a very strict halachas, has to be eaten by a kohen, has to be eaten by Tara. So the same applies to what's called trumas maser. Okay. But once you take the trumas maser, the last two psukim say, v'achaltem also, the remainder of the maser, v'chol mokom. Anyone, you can eat it anywhere. So Rashi makes a number of very important comments on this, these psukim. Let's take them from the top. V'nechshav lachem trumasam kedogam en agoren. Trumas maser shalachem, Asura lezorim ulitmeim, v'chayav elav misa, mis misa b'dei shamayim, v'chomesh, ketruma gedola, shenikres reishis dogon, min hagorin. And those obligations and punishments are found in Parshas Emor. We have a chance to give a look there too. Okay. V'chamleh ben hayekev, ketrumas tirosh v'yitzar, hanitelas min hayekovim. Now, of course, the question becomes, the whole concept of the truma, we call it truma gedola. We call it truma gedola only to distinguish it from truma's meiser. Just give me the lingo. But in terms of it's in quantity, it's ironic. It's exactly the reverse. If you look in Parshas Shoftim, you'll see there's a source for it's in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Dalet in Sefer Dvarim. Reishis Degoncha is Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha. Titan lo, give to the Kohen. What does it mean? Pasuk Dalet, says Rashi. Zu truma, v'lo pirish bo shir. That means what's called Chazal say chita achas, poteres says kol akriya. On the level of the rice, you give one kernel, can pata the entire pile of grain. Avo rabo seinu nosle bo shir. Ayin yof echad mi arboim, ayin ro echad mi shishim, ben is echad mi chamishim, based on psukim. It's of course only midrabbana. Okay, so this is the. So you see, number one, mashu is enough. You see, number two, it's limited to the gancha, tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha. The gancha is grain, tirosh is wine, and yitzar is oil. So the simple read of this pasuk is that truma d'oraisa only applies to three things: grain, wine, and oil, not anything else. It's a simple pshat in the psukim. So far, so good. This is called Truma Gedola. Okay. Then, coming back to Parshas Korach, Parshas Shavua, you have Leviim. Leviim receive Maaser Rishon. We'll see in a minute why it's called Maaser Rishon, so as opposed to Sheni and Oni. We'll see soon. And from that Maaser Rishon, they have to separate what's called Maaser Min HaMaaser in this week's Parsha. And Chazal referred to it as Trumas Maaser. Trumas Maaser. And Rashi explains, Kain Terim Gamatem, Kemoshi Yisrael, Marimim, Migonim, Miyikveim, they have to give Truma Gedola, Gam Atem, Maaser Shalachem, Kihu Nachlaschem. All they have is Maaser that they get from the Yisrael and the Levim. They have to give Maaser Mena Maaser. Very, very important. Then, what happens, Pasuk Lam and Rashi? The remainder, chulin gemurin, no problem. You can eat it in the cemetery; it's totally tame. Meiser Rishon has no kedusha whatsoever. Okay, and the last pasuk says. If a person is going to eat the Maaser Rishon, which is not, from which Terumas Maaser is not taken. Okay? Any questions so far? Just give me some basics. We have to go back, as I said earlier in Chumash, to see where some of these halachas are found.
So in Parashas Emor, as we made a reference to already earlier, some of the halachas of Truma are found. Okay. Perek Chavez in Vayikra. If you look in Pasuk Zion, Vo Hashemesh V'Toyer V'Acha Yocham and HaKotshim Kilach Mahu, says Rashi, Nidrash B'Yavomis B'Truma Shemuto Li'ochla B'Harav Shemesh. The very first line in Shas, Neymar Sai Koran as Hashemah B'Arvis V'Shoah Shai Kohanim Nechnosim Lecho B'Trumosan, which is Tesek Chavim. After you went to the mikveh by day to get rid of your tumah, you have to wait till the sun, till it gets dark, when the stars come out. Min hakotshim v'lo kol hakotshim. Karbonus is a little bit different, okay. And if you're tamei, it's no good. Pasuk tes v'shamas v'shmarti v'lechol truma v'tumas hagufu meisva l'madno shibirisa v'dei shamayim. Oh boy, okay. And it says layochal kodesh pasuk yud chozar. You're not a kohen. V'truma kosim medaber shekol inyan diber ba. The entire parsha in Emor is referring to Truma, and these halachas that we spoke about earlier are found over here. However, if you have a Kohen who's yiknek nefesh kinyan kaspo, this is pasuk yud aleph, eved kanani or the base of neashvachas eshes Kohen ocheles betruma. Okay, fine. So all these things are applied to truma. So the ma'aseh b'zman hazeh, you understand very well. No way we can eat truma because A, we're not 100% sure it was a Kohen, and B, no one is tar. What do you mean I'm tar? I'm tar. No one is tar because you may have become tamein without even realizing it. So even if you go to the mikveh, you go to the mayan, no matter where you're going to go, you still have there's a presumption of tuma. So no one is permitted to eat truma nowadays. Can't do it. Okay, the whole I can't read all Hilchos Trumas in 1 minute, but you see over here that there are many halachas which apply to truma, and the bottom line is that we can't have any benefit from it. Therefore, does it make sense for us to take away 1/40th or 1/60th? It's ridiculous. That was an ayin yofa, ayin ro, that the Kohen should have a certain amount of benefit. Today goes to the garbage. So we go back to the din d'oraisa, chita achas boteres esakri. That's it. He gives you one grain is enough to be matter the entire pile of wheat. And they go back to the din min haTorah, because there's no point in having more than that. It's just going to go into the garbage. Okay? That's number one. That's halacha of truma, what we call in our language, Truma Gedola. Fine. Now, there are. That's Truma. What about Meiser? Where's Meiser found in Chumash? So there's actually three different Meisers. It's basics. Three different. One Meiser we just read about. We just got through reading about the Truma's Meiser, which comes from the Ma'aser Rishon, right? So you have to look and see where the Ma'aser Rishon is found. And people say, oh yeah, of course, Aser to Yasser. No. Aser to Yasser is a very nice parasha. We read it many times during the year. We read it on Yontif, and of course, Parashas Re'eh. That's not discussing that. That is discussing what we call Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni, we'll come to it later, is what's called Aser to Yasser. Okay, and if you look at Rashi, Rashi is instructive in Tevara and Perek Yudal and Pasuk Chav Gimel. Aser ti Aser, v'yachalt lefnei Hashem Elokecha amakom asher yivcha. That's in Yerushalayim, says Rashi in Pasuk Chav Gimel. Ze maaser sheni shekvar lamadnu litein maaser rishon alavim shenemar ki sichru me'eis bnei Yisrael. Rashi is commenting that the idea of Ma'aser Rishon is already known, And that's found in the Parshas Korach. Alavim to daver amat lehem ki siklu me'eis b'nei Yisrael asam ma'aser asher nasati lechem me'item b'nach laschem. So the whole, amazingly, the entire concept of ma'aser rishi is only found derech agav because of the trumas ma'aser in Parshas Korach. So Rashi is telling us, okay, and therefore this is talking now about ma'aser sheni. What's in the ma'aser sheni? Yerushalayim. What happens if you're far away? You're far away. You can't carry it. So what do? Post the kafei. V'nasata b'kosef. You transfer the kedusha of ma'aser sheni onto the to a coin. V'tzarta. V'loshem ketzav yesh v'tzura. Tzarta ketzav v'yotcha v'lachal amokam. Bring the money to Yerushalayim. You take that money and you buy boker, tzon, yayin, sheikh, whatever you want. Fine. That's what it says. By the way, the parasha ends. This is ma'aser sheni. You eat that yourself. Don't forget the levi, Rashi says. We need to know ma'aser rishon. That you have to do. That you have to do. Where else do you find the concept of ma'aser rishon? It's only found incidental in Parshas Korach. So the Sifsi Chachamim says it's also found incidentally in Parshas Ki Savo. The very beginning of Kisava, that's what the Sifsei Chacham is referring to. Give a look. Take that back. He's referring to the next pasuk, Parshas Re'eh. Mikzei Shalosh Shonim Totis Kol Masa Tzvuoscha Bat Bashana Hashahivi Nachla Bisharecha Uboha Levi. So Levi takes what? Takes what we call Meiser Sheni. Excuse me, Meiser Rishon. Okay. But now it's after 3 years. What is 3 years? 3 years of these 3 years that we shall see momentarily in Parshas Kisavo, two of the three you give Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, and one of the three, yes, 3 and 6 respectively of the 7 year cycle, you give Meiser Rishon and Meiser Oni. That's what it says in Pasuk Kof Tes. Who are they? Take a look at Rashi. Balevi v'yito ma'aser rishon. V'ager v'yosam v'yitlu ma'aser what? Ma'aser sheni shehu shel ani shel shanazu. That's a very funny expression in Rashi. First, ma'aser sheni is a term of art. Doesn't mean the second ma'aser. It means the ma'aser you bring to Yerushalayim, you eat it, or you pull there. Rashi is using it as simply chronological. It's number two. Which in this year is a ma'aser ani, for lo tochlena atabi rishalayim kederech hashin is kak lelech a ma'aser sheni shel shtei shanim, but rather you give it to the aniim. Then Rashi goes on and says, so what do? Ata holech rishalayim le ma'aser shel kol shana rishona shnia shesh hesa, you left some extra ma'aser zerova. It's mikseh shalosh shana, 3 years are up. You have extra left over Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. And what do you say? You get eliminated all. And with Zvada, Biyati, HaKodesh, Menavayis, Kimom, Shemafurish, V'Pichisa, Chalala Aser. That's in Parshas Kisavo. Again, we're taking a tour of the Chumash. Take a look in Parshas Kisavo, Devarim Perek Chavov, Pasuk Yudbeis. Kischala Aser, Kol Masa, Tzvoscha, Vashona, Shlishis, Shnas HaMaaser. Says Rashi, what do you mean, Shnas HaMaaser? So Rashi says, Kischala Kishatigmo LaHafish Masr Shoshana Shlishis, Kovaz Mana Bir Vavidui, Bier Vapesach Shoshana Revius. And he quotes the puzzle we just read in Re'e, Mikse Shoshana Tosi. Okay? Very good. Regal says, not Sukkos, it's Pesach, Hakil Sukkos, it's Pesach, Shnas HaMaaser, says Rashi, the last 4 lines in the Column 1 and page 579 in the Chumash Yoyah. Shana she'ein noag ba'la ma'aser echad. Mishnei ma'aser she'noag ba'shtei shana v'sholofoneh. She'shana rishona sh'niya shal shmita noag ba'en ma'aser rishin. Kimo she'nema ki tikhu me'es m'nei sholos ha'ma'aser. That's Parshas Korach. U'ma'aser she'ni sh'nema v'chat b'nei Hashem l'kecha Parshas Re'ei. Okay, sh'nei ma'asers. U'bo li med chakan. B'shana shlishis. She'ein noag me'olson shtei ma'asers ala echad. Eze, ze ma'aser rishon. V'takas maser sheni yiten maser ani shenema v'nasata la levi esah shalom maser rishon lager v'yosn l'mona zeh maser ani. So everyone got it straight, Rebbe Osai? You just got this stated. Everyone got it straight? Let's review again briefly. For the first, second, fourth, and fifth years, you give Maisa Rishon to the Levi. From that Maisa Rishon, he has to give Maisa Mena Maisa and give it to a Kohen Tohar. And before he even starts the Maisa, you have to give Truma Gedola, which used to be a 40, 50, or 60. Now it's a Mashu. Okay? Then you take Maisa Rishon every single year. And from that, you have to give Trumas Maaser, which is, we assume for argument's sake, a Maaser, Min HaMaaser, 10% of 10%, which is 1%. It's 2 days in Tosfos. In the old days, when they gave 1/50th to the Kohen, you only left with 98%, right? 2% is 1/50th, right? Then with 98%, how much you have to give Maaser of Trumas Maaser? Is it 10% or 9.8%? Which is Maisim and Amaisim, which he gave after the Truma Gedola. 2 days. So, again, so you have to have Truma Gedola. Then you have to give Maisim Rishon, which is, you have to give 10%. Truma Maisim from that is given for the labor to the Kohen, which is approximately 1%. Now you have, you're left with a lot of stuff. You have almost 90% of the stuff. No, give 10% of that away also. To whom? Well, years 1, 2, 4, and 5, you give it to yourself. Just bring it to Yerushalayim and eat a patara. Or be poder. And bring the money to Yerushalayim and eat patara. And the third year, third and sixth, you give it to an ani. It's called Meiser Ani, Rabbi Osai. Got it straight? We just went through the entire Seder of Meisers in brief, showing all these psukim in the Chumash, which reflect what we're supposed to do with all these things. Very good. Very good. So, Rabbi Osai, let's discuss a couple of more of the background stuff, and then we'll have to see practical stuff. We mentioned earlier that the Chi of Meiser in the Torah, the Chi of Trumas of Meiser, we assume they're the same, Reishis Degoncha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha. It's only three types. Dogon Tirosh and Yitzar, grain, wine, and oil. But there are many other kinds of foods. What kind of status do they have? Because the Mefurish Gemara, more than one place, that Maisa Yerek is the Rabbonim. Maisa Yerek is the Rabbonim. Which means two things. You have to take Maisa from your cucumbers too. That's Klar. It's also Klar, it's the Rabbonim. The majority view is that these three of Dog and Tirosh Vitzah should be taken literally, only those three are the Raisa, and everything else but is the Rabbonim. Not only Yerek, but so too Peiros or Elon, apples, also the Rabbonim. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that apples are the Raisa. I see Yerek is the Rabbonim, but apples are the Raisa. There's enough in a Sifri says so. It's the Chiyuv of apples. And the Ramban says, come on, Rambam. These Sifris are often asmachta. Says, dog on Tirosh V'Yitzar. That's what it means. The rest is the Rabbanon. That's the prevailing view. You with me so far? That's Akhtama number one. Akhtama number two is a very, very important one, which is, the question becomes, exactly when are these mices, whatever they may be, according to the Rov Poskim, Dog and Tirosh and Yitzar, according to the minority view of the Rambam, even apples. When is that the Araisa? When? Where? So number one, of course, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam begins with Trumas. How Trumas from Maisis ain't in the Hagas Menatorah will be Eretz Yisrael. Alright, some nearby lands. But only Eretz Yisrael. He tells you how much it is, what it is, how you define Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Rabim. That Surya is the Rabbanon. Then he says a very important Nakuda. Ichziku Ola Mitzrayim for the Skadish Kedusha Rishona came in Shagalu Batla Kedushasam. This is Aleph Hay in Hitler's Trumas. Shekedusha Rishona Lefi Shaisa Befnei HaKibush Bavad Kiddush l'shaytul kiddush l'asalavo. It came with kiddush and went out with kiddush. It came with kibush and went out with kibush. Kevin shalub nei agola ve'chzika b'miknas aratz kiddushua kiddush shniya medes le'olam l'shata filasalavo. Why? Why should that be so? Why should that be so? Says the Radvaz, well, Fishalokitshua Bipeh, Bipeh. It says it's Bipeh, so therefore it works forever. Frek the Radvaz, Lama Lokitshu Yeshua Bipeh, Tikkadusha Soliolam. Ezra did it, why didn't Yeshua do it? See what he answers? He knew it was going to be a Churban. And if it makes Kiddush Olam, there'll be no takana aniyah b'shvius. So therefore, he's at time in Nichud Mikzas Mekomos below Kiddush B'mei Ezra. Very pragmatic. He wanted to take care of it, what's going to be later on. And he solved the shvius problem. It's a long, long story. Can't go into the entire idea. It's based on Yerushalmi, so I think it's a Mishnah quotes. Okay. This is what the Radvaz says. According to Radvaz, it was possible for Yehoshua Benun, if he wanted to be Mekadosh Bepeh, and had he been Mekadosh Bepeh, he could have made the Kedusha forever, but he didn't do it for practical reasons. It was only Bekibush, by force, by might. So, easy come, easy go. You conquer it, it's Kodesh, you lose it, it's no longer Kodesh. As opposed to, Ezra did it Bepeh. That's the Radvaz's answer. It's not so simple, this Radvaz's answer. The Kesef Mishnah discusses this not over here in Hilchos in Sefer Zeroyim, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Perek Vov, the Rambam discusses Kedusha Beis HaMikdash. So he asks the same Kasha. In effect, we say the first Kedusha is lacking because it came with Kibush, and it goes out with Kibush. But the second Kedusha came what we call Chazaka, and that lasts forever. Frank the Kesef Mishnah, but the first conquest also had Chazaka. So he didn't talk about Peh, a little bit different, so it's the same Kasha. So the answer is, this is the real answer. The real answer is based on a Pasuk in Chumash. We still learn in Chumash a lot. The Pasuk in Chumash, this Pasuk is found in Parshas Nitzavim. In Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed Pasuk Hey. Ve'viyacha Hashem Elokecha L'Oretz Asher Yoreshecha V'Sechel V'Yirishta. Right, this is after the Golus. Ve'tivcha V'hirvcha Me'avosecha. You'll be better than your ancestors. Better than your ancestors. That's a pretty amazing statement. We believe in Yeridus HaDoros. What's this? Better than your ancestors? What does that mean? So the Yerushalmi talks about it at length, and the Yerushalmi says that you. I'll just give you the one brief excerpt that your ancestors were only able to give the land kedusha through kibush, but you, Bimei Ezra, have the ability based on this pasuk to give the land Kedusha with Chazaka alone. Not that it was that Yeshua chose not to use Bepeh. No choices over here. We always give the maximum Kedusha. So, in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, it was only had to have conquest. So easy come, easy go. And there was Chazaka, right? But Chazaka didn't help in Yeshua's time. Based on Ve'tivcha, Ve'hirbecha, Ve'avasecha, which is the Yushalmi Dashins, that your chazaka will work, whereas the chazaka of Yeshua ben Nun did not work. Right. Fine. This is the Yisod. So the Rambam is saying, at first glance, that the Kedusha today is Doraisa. That's what he seems to be saying. Why? Because the Kedusha of Ezra, Bnei Agola, is Kedusha Leolam. Leolam. So it appears if you stop in Perek Av Halacha Hey in Hilchas Trumas, but we don't stop there. We go to the very last halacha, Chav Vov. The very last halach in Rambam. Hatshuva bezman hazeh. Vafilu b'mogam shechziku ole bovel. Afilu b'me Ezra. Eina menatoa l'midivrayim. Whoa. Where did this come from? She'ein lecha truma shal Torah shal el Eretz Yisrael u'bizman she'u call Yisrael shom she'neva ki savo bi'as kulchem k'shayu b'yusha rishona k'mo she'ein asin lo achzor b'yusha shlishis lo k'shayu b'yusha shniya she'hoysa b'me'ezra she'hoysa b'bi'as mitzosan l'fichach lo chiva osa men ha'torah v'chein yiru ali she'u adin b'maisus she'en chayov ha'men min izman hazeh alim b'divreyim Kit Truma. It's a very funny Rambam, this Vieroli. Where is this Pasuk? Kisavo. What's a Pasuk? Kisavo. And this Pasuk is going to teach us that you need to go into the Rambam, Bias Kulchem. Where does it say Kisavo? Who's a Bucky? Who's a Balkari over here? Where does it say Kisavo? Anybody? You have the Chumash in front of you. Anyone want to give an adventure, I guess? Well, we were in a few places already. We can try to figure it out. Right. It's not in Korach, is it? I don't see it in Korach. Okay. So the hint, is there a little chumash in Rashi every week? That's a chi of gomer. It's a din. Because if you don't do umklus, which we don't understand, you better do chumash in Rashi. Maybe you did chumash in Rashi, maybe last week's parsha, it's only Monday. Maybe even, they can finish on Tuesday, someone at Taina. Should really finish it on Shabbos. Parsha Shlach, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yud Ches. Daber b'nei Yisrov amat alem, Achem al Haaretz, you have to be mafresh chala. Okay, says Rashi, Mishuna biyazu mikol biyaz shebetorah shebekula nemar kisavo. Right, and therefore it's only after Acha Yerusha v'Yeshiva after 14 years. But here bevo Achem, mishenichnus above ochlu milachla nischayve bechala, didn't have to wait so long. It's immediate. So Rashi already gave us a hint that says Kisavo and Kisavo, they're two psukim. The problem is it doesn't say where those psukim are. That's got a better Chumash and Rashi. I'll tell you where those psukim are. You figured it out? Not yet? Okay, let's keep looking. It's not in, we didn't see it in Parshas Korach. Right. So where might it be? Anybody? Where? The whole story of Chumas and Maizes come much later. We know there's some. This is a very fascinating point. It's not the topic for today, but there is a major discussion about this. We have Kisavo al Haaretz. It's now in respect to Shemitah, Parshas Bahar. Kisavo is Parshas, is by Shemitah. Okay? Parshas Kisavo. That's the name of the Pasha. Right? So what does it say? Right? Kisavo, alright, what's that talking about over there? Bikurim. So wait a minute. Kisavo is by Shemitah, Kisavo is by Bikurim. Where do you find it when it comes to Meiser? Unless you want to suggest that the Koya Kisavo goes on everything. The next Parsha, which is Kischala Laser, it's also only referring to a case of Kisavo al Arts. In any event, it's a little bit of an enigma, because you never find it by Truma. That's the irony. The Rambam says, Yerali, It's by my side. I have a fancy Rambam. I bet somebody in the back asks this question. The royal leaf, true by Maisa is true, by Maisa too, but that's a very difficult. On the contrary, the psukim are not found anywhere with respect to Truma. Let's see if they ask this question. I have to pull up my Frank Rambam, Aleph Chavov, see if anybody asks this question. Someone has to ask this question. Sarachim. No, it's a different question. There's similar questions, but this particular. So he says over here, Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah, what did he say? Whoa, so long. He says like this. Where does it say about Truma? Never. Only by Chala. Kihek the nigma mi Chala. So Truma is like Chala. Maisa is not really, but you know, it's all the same thing. And the derivation from Chala is very difficult. Punkt fakered. Rashi said that the Bilacha by Chala is different than the by Truma. Unless you want to say, it just means it's only an Eretz Yisroel. But it's not so simple that they should have the same status. But the Kesef Mishnah writes as follows. Very long. The kids are. You don't have time to go into this whole thing right now. Okay, let's put this aside for the moment. So we have this discussion of what's Bizman Hazeh, what's going on. This is extremely relevant because there's a whole fight. What about Shemitah? Is Shemitah Bizman Hazeh the Raish or the Rabbanon? So the generalists assume that it's with the Rabbanon. Why is it the Rabbanon? So there are many reasons why it might be the Rabbanon. It could be the Rabbanon because there's no Yovel, and Shemitah and Yovel go together. There's one Gittin that they seem to go together. Or it could be the Rabbanon because this Rambam, right? It's like Truma. The pot of Kisavo, Ram quotes one pasuk. Kisavo, right? He doesn't say Kisavo. Kisavo. Kisavo, we found, is a pasuk in Parshas Bahar. It's talking about Shemitah. Oh, so it could be. Since the Trumas and Maises go with the Shemitah cycle, so the pasuk by Shemitah teaches us that the Trumas and Maises are also limited in the same fashion to Eretz Yisrael, and with the limitations of it's called Bias Kulchem. And Bias Kulchem does not apply in this kind of a case. So it's remarkable. The Rambam discusses in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel what's the Oraisa, what's the Rabbanon. He's talking about Shemitah's Karka, talking about Shemitah's Ksofim. Bit of a complicated series of sources, and the Rambam has a line over there that we, of course, we follow the laws of Maisa, of Shemitah rather. He adds Kederach Shebi'arnu B'Hilchos Trumas. So Kederach Shebi'arnu B'Hilchos Trumas seems to indicate that, just as he said in Trumas, that it's only the Rabbanon, it's not Bias Kulchem. So it would apply to Meiser, to Shemitah as well. As a matter of fact, this whole source of Truma may actually come from Shemitah. That's what we generally assume. Well, not everybody agrees with this halacha. Not everyone agrees. Okay. Fine. So now, let's discuss the Maisa. Yeah. Yes, sir? Probably.
So nowadays...
Very good, very good, very good. There are two separate drushes. When it comes to Yovel, the Gemara dashes, you need Kol Yo Shveh Oleho. We cross them, draw a bros to Kol Yo Shveh, plus Kepachos Bahar. There, again, probably the robe determines, and there, you are right, whenever they come, they come. Now there's a discussion when the demographic tipping point will be. Will there be more Jews in Eretz Yisrael than the Chutz L'Aretz? it's coming soon. The problem, of course, becomes how do you count Jews? There's so many intermarriages. It's so hard to count Jews nowadays. Both in America, and of course in Russia, now in Eretz Yisrael, those who know what's going on. Very hard to know what the tipping point is going to be, because we don't know exactly who's Jewish. I don't think we've reached it yet. But Mitzvah Shem, we'll hopefully reach it. Will then everything turn into a Daraisa? Probably not. That's a special thing when it comes to Yovel. That's a special thing, Xeris HaKosov. But this idea of Bias Kuchem, which we are, according to Rov Rishon, only part of the Challah, Bevoracha Bias Kuchem, Simon Ksubas Tafchafei, there's a whole shtickle Torah that the base of Lady calls him his son, B'ni Rab Chaim Yivaloshin. Not Rab Chaim Yivaloshin, it's Rab Chaim Briska, who was later in Briska, but at that time was the Rashim Yivaloshin, when his father, the base of Lady, quoted him, and the Simon Aleph, Chela Gimel Beis Lady, the famous Shuvah about Shemitah, where he's against Heta Mechira, famous Tshuva, but he calls a beautiful pshat in the Gemara Ksubas from Rav Chaim, his son. What emerges from that pshat is that Koyosh Velez Exeris HaKosov, but Bevoachem, Bias Kulchem, that's a din in the Etzem HaKedusha Sa'oret, and that depends upon when they came into the land. They're coming out in dribs and drabs, it will not be undone. So the Poshvah, according to the Rambam, if we assume it's all the Rabbonim, it's Manazeh, because Ezra's time was also the Rabbonim. If the demographic majority will switch in 2 years, there'll be more Jews in the Eretz Yisrael than the Chutz La'aretz, it won't help. It'll still be the Rabbanan. Got me? That's what we generally assume. Okay, Rabbosai? Now the last part of the Shia is focused on Halacha L'maisa. What do you do? So I asked Emma to get a sitter. And the sitter, the article sitter, tells you exactly what to do. And we'll follow the sitter. In the Art School Siddur, after Shachris, they have all kinds of brachas. If you turn to page 98, top of page 98. Okay, let's read together the Hebrew instructions of Rabbi Art School. Pre-eight, Zirachas, Kitnias, Mine Dogan, Shagodav, Eretz Yisrael, Yeshalem, Shem Tevel. You haven't mentioned that name yet. That's what's called tevel. Tevel means it hasn't been properly tithed. Ve'asurim ba'achila atche yafrishu mehem. Fine. Aleph, truma gadola. Now I know what's going on. Until I open the city, you wouldn't know what's flying. Now you know what the city says. Truma gadola. Ma'aser rishu. Ma'aser sheni o ma'aser ani. So toli b'shnas agidlo alikot. U'ma'aser rishu also ba'achila atche yafrishu mehem truma's ma'aser. So what do you do? Gives you bottom line. Ma'afish k'tsas yoser. May ochuz echad 1%. Shall call a kamus for Omer Abrocha. Imu sofek tevel enem avorech el Omer. Ragnusach afrosha. Which we do. We never make a brocha. Unless you never make a brocha in your life. I made a brocha once in my life. My sister lives in Eretz Yisrael. She has a grapefruit tree. And we pulled the grapefruit off the tree. So no one could you can't take care to it once it's mechubi. With mechubi, it doesn't work. So I obviously had pulled it off myself. And knew no one had taken it from it. And then I made a brocha and I took the maestros. Whatever you get in the store here, we're always machmer, you don't know what's going on, but you never know, somebody may have taken it here, there, everywhere, if we don't make the broch. So what do you say? Let's read together. Mashu yoseh me'echad ni'me'ah me'akol she'esh kan. I have in my hand a little more than 1%. It's two parts to it. 1% and a little bit more. So it's a little bit more than 1%. Harei v'truma gedola v'tzvono. You have to do it in the proper order. That's very, very important. As a matter of fact, and that parshas Kisava, which we saw before, we say Biyarti Hakodesh Min Abayis. What does that mean? We already saw earlier. And Pesach, following the third year, you have to get rid of everything. So we have a whole bunch of things. When we say we did exactly what we're supposed to do, what do we do? Kuchol Mitzvasech. It says in Pasuk Yugimel, Kuchol Mitzvascha Asher Tzivisone. Says Rashi, Nesatim Kesidron, V'lo Adamti Truma B'Bikurim. So you have to have rashis first, right? Dogon, right? And lo to acha, meslam lo sacha, posuk, and sefer shmos. So I did exactly what I was supposed to do. So what's the order? Bikurim. Okay, it's not part of our discussion today. Truma gedola, meiser rishon, then meiser sheni, or meiser rani in that order. You have to do the right order, right? Okay, so first we do the little bit, a little more than 1%. What do we call that? Truma gedola. For echad imei hashenishakan, the remaining 1%, im tisha chalakim kamahu, with nine other equivalent parts. Where? It's a whole pile of fruit. Batzara elyon shel haperes halalu, on the higher part, harehei ma'aser rishon. Okay? Then they have 10 units of ma'aser rishon. One in your hand, and nine on top of the pile. Also, ha'echad min me'er shasisiv ma'aser rishon, harehei trumas ma'aser. Now the 1% is in your hand, it's trumas ma'aser. The more than 1% is truma gadola, and the 1% is truma smite. They have the same din. You have to eat the kohen Torah. We can't do it nowadays. They wrap it in a plastic bag and throw in the garbage. Oh, tisha chalokim ka'ela, b'tzara taklan shalah peiros. What do you do with that? And then the bottom level, harei ma'aser sheni, timeim chayovim b'ma'aser ani, harei ma'aser ani. You're not exactly sure what year it is. Very nice. Okay, Rabosa. I'm a Levi. Anyone else a Levi in this room? No one a Levi? Great. If you have a farm, it all goes to me. I've yet to get one iota of my Sarish in my life. Nothing. Ever. But I'm a Levi. You know what I'm saying? Prove you're a Levi. Prove it. Hamot Mechaveh, all of a right. No one can prove you're a Levi. So the guy keeps it. And what do you do with it? He eats it. I, but it's ma'aser? No. V'achalta mosa b'chol mokal. Even based on kvaris. It doesn't matter. He's tummy. So no one gives me, I can't prove I'm a Levi. So that basically the guy steals it from the Levim and eats it himself. So it goes on all the ma'aser. I could be a millionaire. Ma'aser. Everyone give me the ma'aser. The whole Eretz Yisrael give to me. Lu Yitzuya. Okay, fine. So this is what happens. What do you do with the ma'aser sheni and ma'aser rani? Well, ma'aser rani, you know what they do? They steal it from the poor. That's really outrageous. I can't prove I'm a lady, but I can prove he's poor. Nah, he has offshore accounts and Swiss bank accounts. You can't prove you're poor. That's a little bit schwach, but that's what goes on. People just don't, they don't give it to the onion, generally speaking. But you have to designate it anyway. Even though the mice are shady, my son, you just keep it in the pile and you eat it. But if you didn't designate it, would be Tevel Chas V'Shalom. It would be an Issa Gomer. So you designate it and you keep it. So far, so good, Rabbi Sai? Yeah.
You said that for Ma'aser Sheni, it's just nine other parts. Not because this one was part of Ma'aser Rishon. So that means we pass them like a day and post those that you only take 10% of what you have left?
Very good question. Oh, Tisha Chalokim, Ke'elim Mitzad HaTachon Shal Peiros. If you ask me, today the whole machlokas doesn't apply anymore. Because our truma gedola is one mashu. So when it was 2%, you have to know, is it 10%? Is it, no, it doesn't make much.
You don't have machlokas for
Ma'aser Sheni? Oh.
Because
Ma'aser Sheni is pashtus, is, again, the pashtus is 10%. You ask, is 10% of the whole thing, of what's left? Could be. It says Tisha Chalakim, sounds like it's Tisha Chalakim, which are a full 9%.
10% of what's left after you get Ma'aser Rishon.
Again. It took Ma'aser Rishon, so that's now you're left with 90%. You take 9%, yeah, you take 9% of the sum total, right?
Right.
It's sufficient, right? Right. Yeah, I'm not sure what's my qualifier. My qualifier is only when it comes to Shuba Gadol. Look at Tosfos and Gittin. Okay, fine. So far, so good. Now, there's one problem. What do you do with the Ma'aser Sheni that you have on your hands? That may not be eaten, because only has to be in Yerushalayim, only with Tahara. Forget it. Not happening. So, what do you do? Take a look at the next article instruction. Ma'aser Sheni osu b'achila chiyipodem. Omnam, in a ma'aser sheni hufresh misavik tevel, ain't a mevarach al pidyon, el omer nusach pidyon. Sorach sheyila matpea miuchedes sheoleho hu pode. You have to have a coin. V'yocho liftos rakafim misper haprutos sheyesh b'matpea. What's a pruta? Shir haprutu lo nikba kafi erach ha-matpea ha-ktana shel ha-medina, we call a penny. Or agora in Eretz Yisrael. No. Rak lefi erech pruta shel Torah Shichatzi saora kesef. Vashira mishtana lefi erech hakesef be'eis hapidyon. Depends how much silver is worth. Anyone know how much silver is worth nowadays? An ounce of silver, anyone know? It's on the radio all the time. No? They come out of gold is worth this, the silver is worth that. We don't pay attention. We don't own any silver. I pay attention to this number once a year. Who wants to guess what the once a year is? What day of the year? Purim? No, it's good guess. Close. Exactly a month later. What? Not Pesach. Exactly a month later. Erev Pesach. Why do I care in Erev Pesach what the prut is worth? Simple. When we sell the chametz to a guy, so we want that he should give us a pruta for every person from whom he's buying the chametz. So for many, many, many years, a penny was much more than a chatzi sor or a kesef. In the late 70s, was a Ponzi scheme of the Hunt brothers from Texas. They raised the price of silver to $50 an ounce, or some crazy amount. So I needed a dime in those few years. Then it crashed, of course, and went back to a penny. Then went up again. Now a penny won't do it. For a while, I needed 4 cents. Now it's about a penny and a half, 2 cents. So poor Mr. Brown, who buys the chumas for me, he has to bring 2 cents per person for the to buy the chumas, another 2 cents to rent the property, then but 4 cents per person. That's a lot of quarters he brings with him. Okay, fine. That's why I have to know where to put it. 2 cents. So what do you say? Meiser Sheni, Zeh. Hu v'chumsho. What's this chumsho? Where's this coming from? Parshas Re'eh. Aser Tiyaser. Right? We read it before. Aser Tiyaser tells you, what do you do with the Meiser Sheni? What do you do with it? What does it say? What does it say? It says, what do you do? You have to be podent, right? So you give the money, but how much money do you give? Yeah, just redeem it. I don't have time to go into it. Elsewhere in Chumash, it talks about a Chumash. And the Chumash applies over here as well. And that's why it says in the in the Siddur, Hu v'chumsho. It's remarkable on the Pasuk of Kiyav Erechecha, which is found over here. Kiyavarecha Hashem Alokecha, on that pasuk, so there's a Chazal Dashin that you can do what we call a harama. Harama means instead of being taking my own miser, I give it to you. Your poda, my miser, I poda your miser. Even though the only way harama doesn't work, now I do it for to the vatal the mitzvah say of chomesh. But over here, because it's special bracha, you can do what we call a harama. So it says in the Yerushalmi in the Sechta Miser Sheni. Fine. So who v'chomsho is mechulal al pruta achas min amidbea sheichati l'pinyon ma'aser sheni. The rabbi said, what pinyon? What matbea? Anyone have a matbea? Who has a matbea here? So how do you buy Israeli stuff? You're stuck. People get it, with even they don't realize it. I get it all the time. I went shopping and I saw the tomatoes and then the peppers come from Israel. Gvalt. What do you do? So because of this serious question, I decided that I have a rub and a shul. I have coins. In my shul, now you won't tell anybody,
Marshall, in the ledge of the window, right behind where I sit, that you'll see taped onto the ledge is a half a dollar, and top of it is a quarter. Now, why do I have a half a dollar and a quarter? I never know. People are going to use it. I give everyone permission to use my coins. Every time they depose, they waste 2 cents. Unless they were pruta, made a penny and a half. They use the word a pruta, and then it won't go 2 cents at a time, it'll go a penny and a half, depends on the silver goes up and down, 1.3, 1.4, penny, 1.286, whatever it may be. Okay, so it lasts a little bit longer. But it can go on forever. So what I have in my shul, what I call a perpetual motion machine. Yeah, perpetual motion. What does that mean? I make the following condition. This half a dollar is going to be able to be used for pigeons till it fills up. Till it fills up. What's going to take? Half a dollar is 50 cents. What's going to take? It takes, I don't know if it is, 30 times. Somebody, I'm just giving an approximation. 30 people use it, it's all full. When it fills up, all of the kedusha of this half a dollar, except for one pruta's worth, should be transferred onto the quarter, to a pruta's worth of the quarter. Okay? With me? And then it fills up again, half a dollar. Weiter. It goes on to another pruta's worth of the quarter. Now the quarter itself has what? How many prutas does it have a quarter? 15 maybe. Somewhere in that range. Okay? Good. What happens if it's 30, what's 30 times 15? 450? What if more than 450 people use my coin? Come out! I don't expect it to happen, you never know. Guess what? Condition is, the condition of the quarter goes on to the approved of the half dollar. It's a perpetual motion machine. Does this last till Mashiach comes? Can't. Twice in every 7 years, I may not hold on to a coin which has kedusha. You saw a beer maestris. I have to get rid of it. What do I do? What do I do? So I first came to my shul in 1974. And right away, I had coins. I thought, I'm going to rub in a shul. You have a chrayas. Very nice. So let's do a little arithmetic. Shemitah was, when I was there at Shul, was Shemitah. 66 was Shemitah. So was 73 was Shemitah. All right, that was the Shemitah year. 70, Tav Shem Lamed Gimel, 72-73. So when I came to my shul, it was right after, the year right after Shemitah. Good. So I had my coin. It worked for Tav Shem Lamed Dalet, Tav Shem Lamed Hey, Tav Shem Lamed Vav. Comes Pesach, era Pesach of Tav Shem Lamed Zayin, 1977, and I have a penny. I have to get rid of it. What am I going to do with it? So I remember walking with my boys, who were then 4 years old. Asked my oldest if they made it, still remember it. I took a penny on the way to shul. I think it was a snowstorm era Pesach that year. Check your Googles, your internet. A couple of snowstorms era Pesach in the 70s. And on the way to shul, I took the penny and dropped it into the sewer. Best I could do. Dropped it into the sewer. I figured the sewer. He said, you're supposed to just throw the Yama Melech. Yama Melech, who's going to shul and buy me a ticket there to Israel to throw the penny Yama Melech? I was willing to go. They bought me a walk to the sewer. That's as far as the shul was. That was my junket. To pass the sewer. That, good. This is 77. Okay. Go weiter. So, now I start a new penny. Right? I may have had quarters, but I transferred onto a penny. Now we start from scratch all over again. So what happens? What was next year? So I was Pesach of 77. Now, that took care of those 3 years. Then you catch a break, right? 4 years. Because why? Because then you have Tav Shin Lamed Zayin Ches Tes and Mem. Mem was a Shemitah year. Right? So forget it. So in the Shemitah year, that's after the so in 80 had to do it again. Okay, did it again. Then 84, I'm just going, I have to do it again. By
By that time, there was someone in my shir who was active in the chem lab. He was upset in the chem lab at MTA. Rebbe said, "You want me to get? I'll tell you what to do with it. I'll bring you in some, I think, hydrochloric acid, something like that." If I'm mistaken, that's what it was. So I was still giving a shir in the first hall. So we took a. This is really powerful stuff. You have to be very careful. Took it in a very careful glass and this and that carefully, and opened it up, and I committed a federal crime. Now, defaced currency. I threw the penny. I put it into the statute of limitations. That was 1984, I think. That's Big Brother supposed to be watching 1984. Yeah. So. And it turned to his most unbelievable. It was a color show. No one listened to Shia to that. It was turned from brown to green to blue to yellow. It was a color show when the copper interacted with this. Anyone a chemistry major? The copper interacted. It was unbelievable. So now you can no longer do a penny. It's not enough. You have to use a dime. Maybe a nickel, but it's too big. So we use two pennies, maybe. A dime. You have to get a powerful acid. Now, I used to go to the chem lab in Belfer Hall. Just shvacha acids they have there. I'm sorry, I'm going over time. But Bekitza, this is what we did. So Rabosai, it's a very long nusach. Very long nusach. Who can memorize this nusach? Take a pen and paper and write the following words down. Okay? Kol. It's only seven words. Kol. Ha-ha-froshos. V'hapidyonos Yachulu Yud Ches Vav Lamra will take effect. Kedas is Kedim and Kalacha Kenusach Otzkro. You say those seven words and memorize them. That's what's called incorporation by reference. Because it's this whole long Megillah you're saying by making a reference to it. And that works. You're allowed to use my coins. So now if you buy stuff from Eretz Yisrael, you know what to do with it. What you're really doing is, let's chazer what you're doing, just for a minute. You're doing Truma Gedola, then you're doing what? You're doing Meiser Rishon, you're doing you're doing what? Trumas Meiser, again, Truma Gedola, Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser, right? And you're also doing Maisa Shani or Maisa Ani with a pigeon, if it's Maisa Shani. A lot of things you're doing. In those seven words, you're doing almost seven things, no? What are you doing? It's Chazer again. Maisa, Truma Gedola, Maisa Rishon, Truma's Maisa, Mo, Maisa Shani or Ani, not both, and if it's a Maisa Shani, a pigeon. You're doing four or five things. Four or five things, seven words, that's not bad. The both of you, we should be Zoche, but once again, as we saw in the Rambam, it will be Yerusha Shlishis, we'll have everything with Doraisa, Mabinya Beis HaMikdash, Mimheir of Yemein Ami. We've got many halakas in Shulchan Aruch, I didn't even open it. But give it back, please.